Comenzamos minuto 60 con un invitado muy importante. Científicos en Estados Unidos lograron curar a la primera mujer con VIH. Ana, ¿con quién vamos a hablar del tema?
Así es, Félix, minuto 60 Movistar. Tenemos en la línea al doctor Cohen Van Bezien. Él es director del programa de trasplante de células madre en el hospital New York Presbyterian. Ellos fueron los que lograron llevar a cabo este hito histórico en la lucha contra el VIH. Félix, vamos a saludarlo y preguntarle, pues, que nos explique un poco de este, pues, de este proceso, de este, sí, de esta cura, y si se puede aplicar para cualquier persona contagiada con VIH. Good morning, Mr. Bezien, Dr. Bezien. Thank you very much for your time. And we are very anxious to know about this that you guys have been able to make happen, you know, cure HIV specifically in this woman, New York patient. And in very simple words, can you explain to us how is it that this cure worked and if it could eventually work for everybody?
Sure. Thank you very much for inviting me. So I am a hematologist and my team is usually involved with the care of patients with leukemia. And for leukemia, we offer stem cell transplantation or bone marrow transplantation using cells from a donor to cure the leukemia. In this case, we had a patient who had both leukemia and HIV, and she needed the bone marrow transplant for cure of her leukemia. We managed to find a donor with a donor for her transplant who was a cord blood donor. So these are cells from a newborn that are collected and stored in banks. And this donor had a unique characteristic that is rather hard to find, but we managed to identify it of being resistant to HIV. There are very rare individuals who are resistant to HIV infection, who can get infected but reject the virus again. So we found a donor with that characteristic. We used that donor for transplant of her leukemia. And she's now 4 years later, and her leukemia appears to be cured. She's 4 years out. We cannot find a trace of her leukemia, but quite importantly, we have not been able to find any HIV in her blood or anywhere in her body for the last 4 years, and we have stopped her her medications for HIV about 14 months ago, and despite stopping her medications, she continues to be in remission from her HIV. So we cannot tell for sure that she's cured yet. We will need to follow her longer. We will need several more years of follow-up to be completely certain that the HIV will not rebound. Still, this is quite unique and quite unexpected. There are two or three previous cases in the world, all in males, mostly treated in Europe, one in Berlin, one in London, and one in the German city of Düsseldorf. They were a bit different. One, they were males. Second, they used a different source of stem cells. They used adult donors. Those stem cells resistant to HIV can be found for patients of Caucasian descent rather easily, but for patients of any other ethnicity, they are very difficult to find, and using cord blood donors, we managed to find such a donor.
Bueno, nos dice que su equipo está muy involucrado en tratar la leucemia. Ellos usan diferentes trasplantes de células para matar la leucemia y nos dice que en este caso sirvió para combatir el VIH. Entonces, por eso funcionó en el paciente, lo cual es bastante raro. Ellos usaron este trasplante para tratar la leucemia y pues eventualmente no encontraron tampoco VIH en los últimos 4 años. Ellos pararon de medicar a esta paciente hace 14 meses y a pesar de eso sigue sin registrar VIH, lo cual no quiere decir que está completamente curada. Tienen que seguir haciéndole seguimiento para estar seguros de que pues no va a volver el VIH. Entonces nos dice que es un caso único e inesperado. Hay otros 2 o 3 casos en hombres, pero es algo distinto, ha pasado diferente, porque pues primero que todo eran hombres y eran, digamos, caucásicos, y eso lo hace mucho más fácil de encontrar estas células que son resistentes al VIH. Y nos dice que un paciente de diferente etnicidad es mucho más difícil de tratar y conseguir estas células, pero lo han logrado con esta paciente. Van a seguir haciéndole seguimiento para ver si es algo permanente.
Doctor, ¿cuáles serían los requisitos para poder calificar en este tratamiento?
So, doctor, to try to understand this in the more simple day-to-day scenario, let's say somebody has HIV right now. What will be the conditions, the requisite, the requirements to be able to qualify for this type of treatment?
So right now, this is not for your regular patient with HIV. A stem cell transplant, be it cornea transplant or bone marrow transplant, is quite involved and actually quite dangerous. So it's justified for patients with acute leukemia who have an otherwise fatal disease. But it's not right now justified for patients with HIV who can be controlled, not cured, but who often can be controlled for decades with medication. So right now, this is applicable only to those patients with malignancies who happen to have HIV. Now, this does give hope let me call it, for researchers who are working on recapitulating conditions of HIV resistance in donor cells and or in the patient's own cells. A lot of work is being done to try and improve or to try and create this resistance that right now is observed naturally in very rare donors, but to try and recreate it in patients' own cells. Probably not applicable yet, but I anticipate in the next 5 to 10 years that this may become a reality.
Ahora, esto no es para pacientes con VIH, esto está justificado para pacientes con leucemia, pero no justificado para pacientes con VIH. Esta pues medicación nos dice que pues no controla a los pacientes de VIH o este tratamiento. Ya los pacientes de VIH, digamos que pueden ser controlados por décadas con medicación, así que por eso no se justifica este tratamiento, que puede llegar a ser un poco invasivo y que se utiliza solamente con pacientes con leucemia. Nos dice que ahora es un principio para la investigación, nos dice que esto puede dar esperanza a los investigadores que han trabajado con esta resistencia al VIH para tratar de crear esa resistencia que se observa de manera natural en escasos donantes, así que no es aplicable ahora para pacientes exclusivos de VIH, sino también con pacientes con leucemia que también tienen VIH, pero anticipa que en 5 o 10 años podríamos ver un avance en esta investigación.
Entonces, Grace, fue como coincidencia. Ellos estaban tratando a una mujer que tenía VIH y leucemia, le tratan la leucemia y por casualidad se le cura el VIH. So, doctor, this was basically a coincidence, if I understood correctly. I mean, you guys were treating a person who had leukemia, and by coincidence, I mean, I imagine you guys had some research, but by coincidence, the HIV got cured as well.
Not really by coincidence. We spend a lot of time identifying a donor, and we managed to create conditions to find a donor who could work for this patient. There's a lot of selection going on in finding donors for a stem cell transplant for leukemia. The usual donor is a sibling, but a sibling who has the same bone marrow type is rare, and then most of us don't have this resistance to HIV, so we managed to find a donor. There's a couple of banks in the world who have collected cordless cells of those rare patients, of those rare children who are HIV resistant, and then we managed to devise a procedure to use these cells that were actually not entirely compatible, but to transplant these cells in a safe fashion, and thus really treat HIV and AML at the same time, and acute leukemia at the same time.
no fue una coincidencia, no fue una coincidencia, Ana, realmente, porque pasaron mucho tiempo y le dedicaron mucho tiempo a identificar un donante, crearon las condiciones para encontrar a alguien que pudiera, o estos niños resistentes al VIH, que pudiera servirle a este paciente en específico que al mismo tiempo tenía leucemia. Entonces nos dice que la mayoría de los donantes no tienen esta resistencia o estas células resistentes al VIH, pero hay unos pocos bancos en el mundo que han recogido esas células de niños resistentes al VIH, entonces usaron ese procedimiento para usar las células de una manera segura en este paciente que al mismo tiempo le tratará la leucemia y el VIH.
Doctor, ¿qué tan costoso es poder acceder a este tipo de tratamientos? ¿Una persona promedio podría llevarlo a cabo?
When this becomes available for the public, we know that it's still far away, but when this becomes available, how expensive do you guys think it's going to be? I mean, is it going to be something that's going to be affordable for everybody, or it's going to be something that we're going to have to wait because at the beginning it's going to be too expensive?
I think stem cell transplant is quite expensive, particularly in this country. I believe you're in Colombia, right? I do think, being a little bit familiar with your country, I do think there are excellent centers for treatment of leukemia and bone marrow transplant centers. I think in principle this could be done in your country.
Well, Dr. Quinn Van Bessien, thank you so much for your time in W Radio and for explaining what happened with this woman with HIV. It's been a pleasure talking to you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye bye. Nos dice que sí cree que sería en principio bastante costoso en Estados Unidos, en especial es bastante caro este tipo de tratamiento para la leucemia. Ahí está relacionado un poco con Colombia y dice que hay excelentes centros acá para tratamientos con leucemia y en principio creería que se puede hacer también en nuestro país.